You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Supporters of the community grid option for the future of Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse don't feel like their voices are being heard. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on a petition drive to try and get the ear of Albany on the crucial upcoming I-81 decision.
The raised portion of I-81 through Syracuse, called the Viaduct, any consensus on the best option to replace it as it crumbles seems unlikely. Among proposals to replace it with another elevated roadway, a community grid that eliminates the bridge section, or a combination of the grid plus a tunnel for some through traffic. Common Councilor Joe Driscoll says there's a combination of misunderstanding and disinformation.
There's some groups out there that are really stirring up fear that this is going to be, you know, Carmageddon is what they call it, or community gridlock. When I listen to architects and engineers in the Department of Transportation, they tell me that that fear of this Carmageddon is far overblown, and that actually won't impact travel times that greatly.
Just last week, supervisors and other officials from just about every town in Onondaga County came out against a grid-only solution. In addition to longer commutes into the city, their worries include more traffic being diverted around the city into their towns and negative impacts on businesses along the current 81 corridor. Mayor Ben Walsh has been steadfastly in favor of the community grid option to remove a barrier that has divided the city and to create areas for positive development that might impact poverty. Driscoll says details will be clearer on all options once an environmental impact statement comes out.
If you talk to a lot of the people engaged in this city, they say it's, you know, the most important one we'll face in our lifetimes. It won't be the silver bullet, but I think it'll be one large step in a larger effort to reintegrate this community.
Driscoll and others have a petition online at communityforthegrid.com, which they hope will raise the voices of supporters. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
The group is holding an educational meeting on Tuesday night at Temple Concord on Madison Street, starting at 6 p.m. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.